Modern culture. A culture is a human-made construct built on top of kinship and wisdom expressed in multitudes of ways. Let us think of wisdom as an eventual series of commandments or laws or principles. And let us accept that not everyone will follow all said principles. Therefore, we must understand that not all of the West is part of the modern culture. This is not to say that we leave them out or they want to be left out, but that they were left out. Before we talk about wisdom and principles, I must highlight that it is hard to follow them. That you must constantly rise to the great challenges and never stay down when you fall. You can see how a life of pleasure is much easier than being part of modern culture. People who are already challenged by life may not wish to rise on top of that, but of course, nothing is more important. Which brings us to the word wisdom and what it stands for. It is the path that helps to avoid infinite loops and the negative and the broken, and it drives everyone upwards towards where our minds bloom, where we meet in peace, in wisdom, where we converge to become one great human family. But wisdom is not a force of nature. It cannot push you or do the walking for you. In fact, nothing can. The force must come from deep inside you, as that is the only place that is truly inexhaustible. So each time you fall, you actually lose nothing. Just get right up and keep on trucking a little bit wiser. To be clear, without wisdom, even people who have that power within them already ignited would be confused about where to go. Not exactly because it is hard to see that we must rise higher, but because there is always a liar or a false leader waiting to sell something at the corner. Wisdom, or love thereof, called philosophy, is the mother of sciences, so it should not come as a surprise that it demands you question everything. Both liars and the wise, the noble and the prestigious, the superstar and the genius, and especially those who demand that they are not to be questioned. Wisdom demands evidence. It demands fact over opinion, and you can see how a liar will simply not be able to handle it, maybe for a split second, but not much more than that. You can see how principles build on top of powerful, integrated wisdom, and how in fact they show the culture forward and protect it and help it grow. But also, how rejecting modern culture will make a person vulnerable to great many attacks and to servitude, and certainly to lies and manipulations. Without wisdom, a person is damned to repeat other people's mistakes over and over. And sometimes, with the help of liars. For example, by standardizing education and forcing teachers to become desperate for more pay, such liars will induce a system of coercion into memorization, thus effectively disabling education and ensuring that false leaders will have a much easier way to find all the suckers they need. Or voters, or a poor person willing to sacrifice all their values. As young students, we may appreciate memorization and cramming as an easy escape hatch, but It is actually an attack on modern culture. This pleasant way to go around studying for a test is actually caustic and self-destructive. But by the time you catch on, there will be no alternative. Standardized education has already become an incomprehensible kind of education where memorization is the only way. It has become a noisy hodgepodge of mixed up facts that make for reasonably looking state tests, but complete failure in terms of education. Human beings learn the way river systems develop. They do not learn the way flies dot windows. Let us, therefore, take a quick look at a very short list of some of the principles born of wisdom that serve, or should serve, as the foundation of modern culture. Know thyself. True growth begins within. Self-awareness is the foundation of all virtue. Live justly. Justice is the core that holds societies together. Act with integrity. Authenticity without pretense is the only noble path forward. Embrace rationality. Reason is humanity's tool to unlock the secrets of existence. Value the common good. No one is truly free unless we all grow all the way up together. Balance passion with reason. Emotion unchecked can blind us. Reason unfeeling can make us cold. Harmony is the only path forward. Foster compassion. Help others grow to prevent more suffering. Celebrate beauty. A culture that appreciates beauty in all its forms, art, nature, thought, nourishes the spirit. Maintain humility. A good wisdom comes with the understanding of one's limitations and the fleeting nature of existence. Honor is a foundation to everything. Protect it, for it is the essence of a strong soul. Stand up to adversity with courage. Fear is a foe to be mastered. Rise when others falter. Defend the weak and oppressed. Your strength is a shield for those who cannot defend themselves. Seek justice, not revenge. Stand as a champion of fairness, not a mere avenger. Live with discipline. A powerful life is one of constant training, mentally, physically, and spiritually. Strive for wisdom and learning. Knowledge is power, and wisdom makes one's power just. Maintain temperance. Indulgence weakens the spirit. Moderation preserves both body and mind. Maintain integrity in all dealings. Every contract, every promise is sacred, even the smallest of matters. Question everything. Challenge leaders, beliefs, religions, and assumptions, including your own, all in the pursuit of truth. Prioritize evidence over belief. Opinions are secondary to verified facts. Belief must be supported by reason. Human flourishing is the ultimate goal. All actions, systems, and ideologies must serve the common good, enhancing all of humanity's potential. Humanity is not meant to be divided. Equality of opportunity. Every individual must have the chance to learn and grow all the way up. Promotion of critical thinking. Discernment is the foundation of free society. Do not accept anything blindly. Embrace change and innovation. Stagnation leads to servitude. Progress is fueled by creativity and the application of new ideas. The future is brighter. Foster global cooperation. The challenges we face are global, and solutions must transcend all borders. Sustain the environment. Our survival depends on harmonious relationship with the planet. Respect the dignity of life. Every life, regardless of form, has intrinsic value that must be treated with reverence. As you can see, this is just a short overview that does not emphasize much in pursuits of excellence and does not aim to bring humanity together by converging it on wisdom and peace. But I think it is time that we all learn to accept the fact that there is no such thing as growing up part way, nor should our learning be ever interrupted in any way. Accept that we must each grow all the way up until we all stand as great beings.